Welcome aboard the Read Me a Story Dad podcast, where dreams take flight, laughter reigns supreme, and there's magic in every page. Let's dive into today's wonderful tale together, starting right now. Welcome to Read Me a Story Dad, where there's a father's love in every page. My name is Brent, and today we'll be reading The Not-So-Scary Snorkelin' by Paul Bright, Little Tiger Press, 2011. The setting sun glowed orange as the scary snorkelin' stomped home to his cave. "I'm late," he thought, and his whiskers began to wobble in a worried sort of way. Then he met Mole. His head told him he was too late, but his tummy told him he was hungry. "I'm the scary snorkelin'," he growled, "and I'm going to have a mole sandwich." "If you're the scary snorkelin'," said the mole, "why are whiskers wibbling in a worried sort of way?" "Whiskers wibbling," snorted the snorkelin'. "Nothing worries a snorkelin'." He put Mole in his pocket to eat later, and he hurried on his way. The sinking sun glowed red. "I must be home by dark," muttered the snorkelin', and his tail began to twitch in a timid sort of way. Then he met Rabbit. His head told him he was very late, but his tummy told him that a rabbit pie would be even better than a mole sandwich. "I am the scary snorkelin'," he snarled, "and I'm going to make a rabbit pie." "If you are the scary snorkelin'," said Rabbit, "why is your tail twitching in a timid sort of way?" "Tail twitching," snorted the snorkelin'. "Timid? Oh no, snorkelins aren't timid. They're scary, really scary." He put Rabbit in his bag to eat later and hurried on. The sun dipped and disappeared. "I must be home by nighttime," gasped the snorkelin', and his knees began to knock in a nervous sort of way. Then he met a badger. His head told him that he was very, very late, but his tummy told him that badger stew would be even tastier than rabbit pie. "I am the scary snorkelin'," he roared, "and I'm going to make badger stew." "If you really are the scary snorkelin'," said Badger, "why are your knees knocking and your tail twitching?" said Rabbit. "And your whiskers wibbling?" asked Mole. "Are you a scary snorkelin' or a scared snorkelin'?" "Or maybe," said Badger, "you're not a snorkelin' at all." "Of course I'm a snorkelin'," bellowed the snorkelin', quite forgetting that he was in a hurry. "I can prove it. When I'm done, I will eat all of you for supper." "I have heard," said Badger, "that a scary snorkelin' can scare the leaves off a tree with a single stare." "I can do that," said the snorkelin'. He screwed up his face and he stared. The tree shook and shivered, and their leaves fluttered to the ground. "Not bad," said Rabbit, "but a gust of wind could do that. I have heard that a scary snorkelin' can scare birds out of the sky with a single word." "Easy," said the snorkelin'. He took a long, deep breath. "Roared!" All the birds flew down from the sky and hid in the trees and bushes, trembling. "But birds settle in trees at night anyway," said the mole. "And you can't be a scary snorkelin', because I have heard that if a scary snorkelin' stays out after dark, he goes poof! Oh, yeek!" As darkness finally fell, the scary snorkelin' shrank with a poofed and a flash and a cry into a tiny, timid snorkelin'. "You tricked me," he squeaked. "But when I grow big and scary again, I'll be back, and next time I'll have you all for breakfast." The end. I hope you enjoyed The Not-So-Scary Snorkelin' by Paul Bright. Remember, you are loved. You are special. You are more than enough.